What obstacle is there? And can we spend a few more moments tonight maybe asking that question and maybe addressing some things that might lead me to be able to overcome the obstacle that maybe baptism has become to me? Can I ask myself the question, just like the eunuch, have I been taught? Is that the challenge? Is the challenge I don't have the right information? I haven't been instructed in the right way. I want you to notice what is said. I want you to back up a verse in Acts chapter 8. And in verse 35, he says, Then Philip opened his mouth and began at this scripture preaching Jesus to him. You know, here's what's interesting about this narrative. We have no idea what Philip said other than that. We have no specific details given to us in Acts chapter 8 about what he actually said to the eunuch, except the fact that whatever it was that he in detail said, it was the purpose of preaching Jesus. And at the conclusion of verse 35, all we know is that he preached Jesus, and the eunuch's conclusion was, see, here is water, what doth hindereth me to be baptized? Can I simply have you consider tonight that if baptism in water is not part of preaching Jesus, then can you explain to me how the eunuch asks his question? How is it that the eunuch is able to ask a question, what here is water, what doth hindereth me from being baptized, if it was not part of the conversation? If preaching Jesus did not include a discussion about water baptism, then the eunuch is either extremely insightful that he was able to conclude that on his own, or he is extremely proud that apparently he has devised his own answer to what he needed to do. Or can we not agree collectively together tonight that the most reasonable conclusion is that when you preach Jesus, you preach the need for baptism? And you say, well, how do you know that? Well, let me share another text with you. Let me go to Matthew chapter 28 for a moment. In Matthew chapter 28, how did Philip the preacher know that that was the message he was supposed to present when he preached Jesus? Well, Matthew chapter 28 and in verse 18, I want you to see the words of Jesus himself. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I love what Jesus does for us there, but basically he says, I have the authority to give instructions. That just as much power is within the deity of God the Father, I have the same right and authority to give instructions. And here come the instructions. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Why does Philip preach baptism when he preaches Jesus in Acts chapter 8? He does so because that's the exact commission that Jesus had given the disciples in Matthew chapter 28. He is simply fulfilling the commission and instruction that Jesus had given from the start. Jesus wanted folks to be baptized according to his own words. And so if I've also learned Jesus, and if I've also read from my own Bible tonight that Jesus said, baptizing them, making disciples of them, and teaching them to observe all things, will I observe what the Bible teaches? Am I willing to accept just simply what the Bible has shared with me? The eunuch needed taught. If you recall, he was reading from the prophet Isaiah, and we mentioned it the other day in our sermon. He did not know who the prophet was talking about. One was going to be led to the slaughter. And is he talking about himself or is he talking about somebody else? And Philip begins at that text to preach unto him Jesus. Jesus is the one who's going to as a lamb to the slaughter. Jesus is the one who's going to be sacrificed for the sins of mankind. And the result of that preaching was, see, here is water. The eunuch was taught and he observed that which he had been given instructions concerning. But may I suggest to you as well that he had to believe in that message. I don't believe the eunuch ever gets to see here is water, what doth hindereth me from being baptized, if he did not believe in the instructions that he'd been given. To the best of my ability, I have never asked anybody to act upon anything in relationship to God's word separate and apart from faith. I want to be careful how I frame this, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. I would not want you to be baptized tonight if you didn't believe in it. I would never want to think that somebody was baptized by my hands because they thought I wanted them to do that. And that was the only reason. I want you to believe. The Bible wants you to believe before the action ever takes place. Belief and baptism have always gone hand in hand. May I run you to Mark chapter 16 for a moment. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Where Jesus, and again, my friend, these are the words of Jesus. In Mark 16 and verse 16, he who believes and is baptized shall be or will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Can I ask you real quick to consider this verse with me for a moment? I've heard lots of discussions out of this text. I've heard folks say, well, the Bible does not say he that is not baptized will be condemned. The text only says he that believeth not shall be condemned. And you know what? If you're talking about this verse, I say, you're right. This verse does not say he who is not baptized will be condemned. It does not say that. It says he that believeth not shall be condemned.